This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Lynn English High Athletic Director Dick Newton. Hello, Dick.
How you doing?
Welcome back to the fall of 2022, and I guess this kind of has a feel of the, remember the falls years ago with the football and all the other sports in fall? This is it.
Yeah, this is it. This is year 30 for me at Lynn English High School, if you can believe that.
I can believe that. Yeah, man.
So we're looking forward to football and soccer and cross country track and the rest of them. It's always exciting to start a new school year.
So you are starting the new football season with a new football coach this year at English High School. You had Chris Carroll for a number of years, Mackenzie Charles, and tell us about your new coach this year.
Our new coach is Anthony LaFrada. He's a teacher in the building. He has coached at Saugus High, Wakefield High, and he was a former assistant coach at Lynn English High School. So we're looking forward to Anthony taking over the reins, and so far so good. He hits 6 a.m. practices, workouts, lifting weights all winter and all spring. So we're off to a pretty good start.
But you're definitely off to an early start.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody has a lifting program. In the winter and the spring, and we didn't do much in the summer. We let the kids be kids during the summertime. But you know, we're practicing now, and we probably have 50 kids out already, and that's before freshmen get going.
Any other notes from the fall sports coming forward, Dick, for you guys at English High?
Well, we have, cross country. Brenda Martin has taken over for John Walsh. So she's going to do that. Brenda was the first, you can believe this, she was the first girl to run boys track at Lynn English back in the 70s. And she's been a girls track coach for years, and the cross country is a combined boys girls project for her. So soccer, Kerry King's back for, I think he's like year 27, and Abby Driscoll is coaching the girls team.
Well, Kerry King's been there almost as long as you have, huh? Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's been here a long time, and he also coaches boys tennis. And does a nice job at that. Kerry's good guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, Dick, a lot of our listeners, we have listeners from all over the North Shore, and Lynn and Classical exited the Northeastern Conference to go to the Greater Boston League. So give us your update on the Greater Boston League and your take on how that's all working out for Lynn English, Lynn Classical, and so on, and overall the league, how things look now for the league.
It was the best move Lynn English and Lynn Classical have made in many years. I still get people ask me if we're going to stay in the GBL, and we love the GBL. We're a very urban school district, and we fit in very well with Everett, Somerville, Medford, Chelsea, and the rest of them, and it's just a better fit for us, and it's worked out great. The kids actually enjoy it, and it's done us well. So we're not going anywhere, and we're very happy with the way the GBL has worked out. Great guys, great athletic directors. It's a good mix between women athletic directors and males, and we all get along. We all try to accommodate each other's unique makeup of the schools to make things work, which is great. Which we didn't totally get that in the NEC, because our populations are very different than most of the schools in the NEC. So it was just a smart thing for us to do.
Yeah, I know it caught a lot of folks, including myself, I guess, by surprise. I liked having the Greater Boston League in the Northeastern Conference, but I get it. I understand it. I was surprised when Revere left, too, to do the move, but I get it. You know, I really do get it. I think you make a case for it. You make a very good case for it, and, I think it works out. I mean, the league is about the right size. It could be a little bigger, I guess, but it's still, you know, it's got some solid schools, and I think that it probably makes a, you know, clearly, as you're pointing out, it made a lot of sense to all the schools to be able to revive the GBL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting, you know, how things have worked out, and you just don't know what's in for the future for us. But we're looking to move forward and move ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of football, we were earlier. Any notes on the football schedule at all? Obviously, it's GBL teams, and I know you've, the Manning Field has some doubleheaders early on, I believe, on Friday nights. But you guys have some NEC foes, I believe, on the schedule and stuff. So there's some non-league stuff early on for English, I assume, right, in football.
Yeah, we're gonna play Marblehead in a scrimmage in Lawrence, and then we play Methuen our first game in Swampscott in the second game. So those are the two non-league games.
Gotcha. All right, Dick. Anything else you want to share with us about Lynn English High athletics here in 2022?
No, we're good, and I hope to hear from you in the future.
You will be. You will be. That's a threat. You know. Take it as a threat. It's the only way. That's the only way to take it, I guess. But I'll look forward to it. Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right. You take care. There he is, Dick Newton, athletic director at Lynn English High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.